Hive on Kaya 959.
It's The Hive, and you know what? It's Women's Month. And of course, when it's Women's Month, we're going to bring queens, my darling. Right next to me, I have my homie. Yes, the one and only, KB Mutilanyane. Look at him. Welcome to Kaya 959.
Yes, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Ah, man. Mm. Now, KB, you are what we call a triple threat, darling. The dancer, the actress, and of course, what have I left out? Because the list is wrong. The actor, the dancer, and the singer, of course. You know? How do you juggle between all those three?
So initially, I used to think I have to choose. And then one day I thought, why am I choosing? I mean, if you can do all of them, why choose? Mm. So I don't. I just be. If I actually incorporate some of my dance experience into my acting, because I realized that... you know, body language is a big thing, as you can tell with acting. So I use my body to actually, you know, take the story further. Mm. Yes. So I don't choose.
So KB, research has showed us that you've been in the industry since 1995.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. Which makes it a whole 27 years. That's a human being who's gone to varsity and is probably married with children right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
How have you survived, especially as a black woman in the entertainment industry? Because there's a lot of exploitation that
Absolutely.
Happens.
You know, I think in hindsight, I realized that I sort of, you know, you go through phases. You go through that phase where you are launched and you are new and everything is happening. And, you know, like as it happened for me, I was in the movie Ali and backstage and the album. So all three happened at the same time. So it was just a lot exciting and so on. And because of that, there are a lot of things. We were young. We didn't know that we needed to plan. We didn't know that we needed to prepare ourselves, you know. So coming from that to now the hype dying down and then finally realizing, okay, now we actually have to put in the work and not knowing how to do it. So everything just became messy and stressful. And you realize that in that moment that nobody is actually interested in you, they're interested in the hype. And that becomes, it was very stressful, that phase for me. But what I did is I took some time off to just understand what's happening behind the scenes and to decide how I'd like to participate in the industry. It took a long time as well, because you have to go through things where you realize, oh my gosh, like this contract that I signed wasn't actually good for me. Then you cry about it and then you realize, but you signed the contract, nobody forced you, So it's tough. You have to take a break. You have kids. You have to, you know, you have to deal with things that the males don't have to deal with. But at the same time, I say, you know, whenever there's a problem, it's also an opportunity to come up with solutions. And I'm constantly trying to find solutions. I'm constantly trying to find my own space, to find my own path, and hopefully leave an amazing legacy behind.
How come when fame hasn't done anything to you? You know, because like, you're still the same. Your profile, hello, but you're still the humble KB that we know. Like, a person can call you and you're like, hey, like I can, like,
I think it's because Northwest kids, I think we're used to this.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember back in the days, if you're a singer, you'll end up on stage.
Yeah.
And there was no competition, you're gonna shine on my shine, you know. In fact, everybody featured everybody and everybody worked with everybody. I mean, Crowded Crew discovered me Kiliko Studiong Sahad Len Lewis with LGP. And they said, hey, you wanna come sing with us? And then I ended up, so, and there was no thing, you're taking our singer and so on. So, I mean, you remember how it was in the Northwest back then. All you had to do was be dedicated and you'd end up in all the right places. Nobody questioned why owner and so on. We were always excited for each other, couple top of the pops. And so I think when we came to Joburg, we came with that same energy and spirit and we didn't realize, no. Here,
it's a different ball
game. It's got nothing to do with your talent, you know? So I think so. I mean, we had what, the best recording studio in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah,
so
BRS Studios, yeah.
Right, I recorded that thing when I was 13 years old. We did interviews, we sang the jingles, it was just
came as a natural, né?
Yeah. Now
earlier on you were talking about taking breaks, yeah. And I've seen with you, when you take a break, you will even take a break of social media, right?
Yeah.
I think social media is something that we love to hate.
Yeah.
How have you coped? Because cyberbullying is quite big. Mm. It's rife right now. Like, how do you cope with that, with people being nasty and saying dodgy things?
I think I've been very fortunate that I haven't experienced it. Or if it happened, maybe I missed it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think for me, one of the most important thing for me, Bonolo, is I can't lose myself.
Yeah.
You know. And it's something that I realized, Jorge. I hold on to myself and I feel like, okay, if this doesn't work for me and it's not a fit, then I let it go. Mm. I know that sometimes it means missing out, sometimes it means not having the amount of followers that you should be having. But hey. I make peace with it, Jorge. It's not me and Husiami. Why bon?
I think that's very profound, because a lot of people right now were especially in the entertainment industry, were chasing, I need to get 400,000, I need to get a million followers, I need to.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, I look at the people with the followers, I think, you are killing this thing. And then I think, I don't know, I'm still trying to find myself.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I mean, after 27 years and you're still trying to find yourself in the industry, I think the industry has changed so much that, you know, we said earlier, Jorge, it's not just about the talent anymore. Mm. So I still feel like I'm discovering how else to be in it. But like I say, at the same time, staying true to myself.
Yeah. Like, I think what I love about it, we chopped it from Kuala Pinaka Strana from beginning till the end.
Yeah, I think I missed that.
Yeah.
You know, when I enjoy being in the studio singing, I enjoy being on stage performing. So even if I'm going through
is everything, the spelling, the. Because you don't want. It's up. Okay, here we go. Multitasking morning. Muramoto.
Yeah.
From beginning till the end. How did that happen?
So, ba malums on decks. Barata gore ha bana le track e fele ba re this one we are sending to KB. You know, and then Oscar we go le ka Setswana, and I said okay ka simolla, and u ke be ke kutlwa le nna yanong go thathologa. I love go kwala ka Setswana ka gore it's a way ya go preserve our language, and le nna ha kutlwa le thabang ba opela ka Setswana kgotsa ba repa ka Setswana, you know how it is, go monate. And it inspired me go kwala dipina tse dingwe to actually finish off my album.
Yeah.
Gore ke re ke release this year. So it's naughty, ke a rumulana. But pina e bua le, you know, ke bua le motho ka ke mara ke re he rawe. Ka gore ya nong o sa le go ntshala mora ga ke tsa go dumela eno. Ko ena o lo kwa yana ke computer le bo bonolo. A ke re wa ntlhaloga. Focus.
Uri bala bya.
Hey, focus. I'm here, yano. Yeah, and I hope people enjoy it.
Ah, lovely stuff. But you know, you were talking about your album. Mm. When can we expect it?
Yeah,
I know it takes a while.
No, I mean, I've been writing. I didn't stop writing.
Yeah,
from the time Kitlochela music. Mm. So dipina di teng di ready. Kifala kwa I think kinseki. I got comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's like just getting back into that. And I think, gana chwanze. And then, you know how COVID did, I thought to myself, I think we live in an age now where you have to live your truth. And whatever you need to express, you must express it. It's got to be for granted. So definitely this year, and I actually want to do a live launch. It's been a long time. It's been too long. I miss the stage.
Yeah.
I miss music, you know. Yeah.
And live performances are just live another thing, hey?
Bonolo. And I think people miss that. I think we miss connecting. We miss each other. And so I think a performance gives people something beautiful to connect with, you know.
Yeah.
That live music, you know, that guitar, the keys, the drums.
The percussions.
I think that is there's something that Rona as musicians, we owe the people. We need to go through the process of healing ourselves and each other. We've been through a lot. So definitely I know that a live performance will do that for me. And everybody out there just to
release.
If you wanna cry. If you wanna jump. If you wanna dance. Yeah. So I'm looking at something early December.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that.
Mm. Yeah. Mama said, thank you so much for coming through.
Hello,
thank you so much. Please, Mfuni Stress, when that album comes out, right, we need to make sure that Kaya 959
absolutely
is one of the first people to play it.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to be on some
again. Look, you know, I always say stars are not born, they're made.
Yeah.
And Kaya FM is one of those stations. Why are they play your songs every day? And you know what? Even Hanke Bekeba Fanenkasi afforded the rate that they are playing my music.
Yeah.
But this is one of the stations that has really, really kept me up there, supporting me. My music was just there playing. So you guys actually kept me alive, to be honest. If I don't involve you in my upcoming project.
Thank you so much and all the best. Continue slaying, honey. Let's make it 48 years. 50
when?
Years. Great.
When? Absolutely. I'm really excited. I'm very emotional to be here.
Yeah.
Because I've been cooped up for such a long time and just coming out and opening up and sharing. For me, music and being an artist is a very emotional process. And, you know, I always want to give people something special.
Mm.
So sitting here talking about it. Luhu buaka, when the album is coming out, ke ikomite so that I don't... relax. They don't know. So I'm very excited to be here and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
December.
Yo! Why tempe?
December, KB Mutilanyane is going to be launching her album. I mean, of course, the beautiful song Moramoto is going to be playing right here on The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting. This is Women's Month, and let's celebrate ourselves, ladies. Thank you so much.
Can I celebrate you? I mean, we've come such a long way. I mean, I've known you from Komafikeng. And to see you here, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm extremely excited. And I know you're only going to grow more and more and more. So celebrating women, when I celebrate you.
Oh, thank you so much, man. Bona levels. When a whole KV gives you pride. This is The Hive on Kaya 959, on the street and on the air.
The Hive on Kaya 959.